You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I promised not to yell. You got me all gassed up, AC, and I promised Bruce I wouldn't yell. So, we're going to talk about a building brand, a brand that is building momentum here in Miami. And that brand is Give Miami Day. Now, Give Miami Day came out of the blue a couple of years ago. I gave a whole bunch of charities. This year I gave more, and now I'm getting inundated because everybody's, you know, I don't want to say abusing me. Everybody's finding me. I guess I said abusing me, but everybody's finding me on their Give Miami website. I must have gotten 100 of these. I've given a whole bunch of times. But Bruce, what are you doing here with these folks? Are you helping them out?
Well, Give Miami Day is run by the Miami Foundation. I'm on the board of the Miami Foundation.
Okay, so cool.
We've been spending, I guess, the last 3 years now putting this program together. Part of the reason why you're getting hit up is not just because of your previous generosity, but because the Miami Foundation has been working with the different charities, the different organizations, to show them how to market themselves. And one of the things they suggest is the benefit of critical mass. So each one of them reaches out to their lists, and then the Give Miami Day gives us both an event and an easy infrastructure for people to give.
Now, Larry is the guy in the back that works for 880 AM. Larry, how come we're not doing more for Give Miami Day? And I'll even give you the hashtag. Larry, we got to do this more next year. Just nod and say we will. He's nodding. And AC, what's he saying?
He says yes.
Okay, great. Larry, Bruce is on the board.
Christina, she's in charge of that stuff.
All right. Well, Larry actually talked on the show. It's taken me 7 years, but you've now done it in something other than a traffic report. Now, Bruce, getting back to building your brand, and I think that this is a great way to do it. Building your brand by giving back.
Well, of course, that's a great way. It's called doing good by doing well, or doing well by doing good. That's it, doing well by doing good. And there's all kinds of cause marketing issues where companies, professionals, tie into something that they care about, something that matters. They get people involved, and how do they get them involved? On an emotional level. And each time we talk about building brands, we talk about hearts, then minds. Make an emotional connection before you make an intellectual connection. Cause-related marketing allows you to do that.
You know, and one of the things that I've been doing is I've been teaching myself to do Facebook marketing, and the post that I've been using is the post where my wife's kidney doctor comes, and I use it to appeal for a kidney donor. I've had a couple of people that have actually offered. One person wanted $80,000, the other only wanted $50,000.
That's not a donor thing.
That's right. That's a kidney
seller.
I know. We got a kidney. But we also had a whole bunch of people that have at least opted to get tested, and we're creating good organ donor awareness with that. It's important, but my brand is bigger than that. My brand is, I'm not sure. My brand is Jim Freed, I guess, right?
Your brand is what you do for others. What you do for others with the show is you not only entertain them, you give them an hour that they can laugh and listen to your nonsense, but you also give them the tools they need to make their lives better. We're talking about branding. Lauren talks about protecting your children from sexual abuse. You heard the attorney talk about what you should do if you drink and drive. By the way, my recommendation,
don't drink and drive.
And
right.
He gave that information.
Push Uber.
I've heard real estate people on here telling you how to invest. So your brand, again, is not about you. It's not company-centric, it's consumer-centric, it's about the listener and how listening to the show entertains them but makes their lives better. You resonate with them by making their lives better. And so when you give to your particular charities, when you work to raise money or to fund kidneys for your wife, or you support Lauren's program and the other programs, what you're doing is you're making people's lives better. It's congruent with who you are and what you do, and that's the key to a strong brand.
Wow, I'm actually taking that in and internalizing that. That's a pretty powerful message you just gave me, Bruce. We've only got 3 minutes.
I'm afraid you're going to cry on the microphone.
I'm not going to cry. I've been spitting on it all day because I've got cotton mouth, but I'm not going to cry. I promise. I won't cry until I get off the air. Bruce, you know, we got a lot of Jets fans listening. You know, how do people find you? You're all over the place. At Bruce Turkell, I love it. I've got at Jim Freed. We're common-minded.
BruceTurkell.com is where you can find my website and my blog. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. Part of the key to repeat is being out there everywhere, right?
Oh, God, are you everywhere? You're the man. You're my mentor. You're the guy that I I don't want to. You're my inspiration for all this. That's why I keep having you on, because I want other people to benefit from what you have to say. Because branding is all about, oh my God, I'm going to say it, finding your essential self. And the guy that was on my show last week, a guy named Ethan Penner, he helped me to rediscover part of my essential self. And that's helping me to project. And what he said about the show was what you just said, is that we project things that help people and that attracts them.
And that's what your authentic truth and your brand is all about. And we've tried to work on this moment by moment on the show, because you ask each time, you knew what it was the whole time. It's like the end of The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy wants to go back home and the good witch says, you had it in you all along. All you had to do was want it. All you had to do was click your heels and say there's no place like home. Now, I don't get why she was such a good witch, because Dorothy had to hang out with all those wackos and then fight the sister and go through the poppy fields and the flying monkeys. However, it's hidden in plain sight. You had it in you all along.
I've only been waiting 7 years for me to tell myself the answer. Bruce, I want to thank you, and I really am crying now. So I want to thank my guest, Bruce Turkell.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's my pleasure. I love you, man.